Welcome to another Foolish Thoughts episode. This is Joe Sabrone, aka A Fool for Learning, your training and learning consultant. And our foolish thought for today is saying goodbye to LinkedIn. In late February, a friend of mine who was a few years older than me decided to delete his LinkedIn account. He had worked at a large international bank overseas and left and moved to Canada. And there he took a risk management position with another large multinational bank. After being pushed out, he worked at a couple of other places, but it really wasn't the right place for him. In between, he had been ghosted by recruiters from various organizations. And as you know, I've talked quite a bit about being ghosted. Late last year in one of our chats, he told me that he was seriously thinking of not only not looking for any other job as he was getting close to the retirement age, but that he would delete his LinkedIn profile. And finally, as mentioned earlier, he pulled the trigger, so to speak. To be honest, I was a bit sad about him doing so, but I fully understood. He had worked hard most of his life, gave it all to the various organizations, but had not been treated properly. Like many other older workers, he had been passed over by organizations. His experience both in Canada and overseas gave him a wealth of knowledge and experience, but that was simply not enough. Although he could not prove it, he does believe that it was due to his age as to why he garnered no interest from a variety of organizations. To those who are listening, have you thought about what will happen to your LinkedIn account, if you have one, when you decide to no longer work? Will you simply no longer update it? Will you keep it, but as a couple of my former co-workers have done, is to say retired? Will you delete it? Will you leave it as a digital legacy of who you were and what you did after you pass away? Personally, since I am hoping to continue to work in some capacity in the training and learning field for a few more years, I will continue to update it. And you can see that I have updated it as of a few months ago, in January to be more precise, if you decide to take a look at my profile. But at some point, I will, quote-unquote, retire. More than likely, I will let it remain up and running until I pass away. I might even provide a family member with my username and password, and they can go in and delete the account, which, by the way, is against LinkedIn's terms of agreement. Or I might put it in writing that the executor of my will, or maybe a family member, contact LinkedIn to delete the account. And yes, LinkedIn does have a form for that. In any event, there are times in your life when you need to make a clean break with the past, like my friend. And I fully understand. Hopefully, I've given you something to think about. And if you learned something from this episode, please take a moment to like, comment, subscribe, or even share with a friend. To learn more about A Fool for Learning and how I can assist you and your organization with an appropriate learning solution to meet your business needs, please visit my website at afoolforlearning.com. This is Joseph Barone, the CEO of A Fool for Learning, signing out. Remember, learn, perform, succeed.